Hey people, are you looking for an American Pilot watch? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. Kingsley 1945 Watches are hand-assembled, styled, and designed by the Kingsley Watch Company in Providence, Rhode Island. To get your Kingsley 1945 watch today, check out the website at www.kingsley1945.com. You can see the entire collection. You can see the distributors. I happen to be one of them. If you place your order with me before the end of this month, November 2015, get a complimentary gift with purchase. You can email me your orders today at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about the results at Only Watch Auction. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about the Only Watch auction results that were released Saturday, November 7th, 2015, from Geneva by Philips Auction House. It raised over $11 million that spanned over 44 different watches. A one-of-a-kind piece for each brand was made and donated for Only Watch Auction, which the money goes to do research for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. This is absolutely mind-blowing. The exact number raised was $11,268,000. What's even more staggering is that $7.3 million of that was raised for a single watch by Patek Philippe. It was a steel 37mm reference number 5016A-010, which is a manual wind minute repeater tourbillon perpetual calendar with retrograde date hand. This watch has a blue enamel dial and is fitted on a shiny blue alligator hand stitch strap with folding clasp. This watch is absolutely incredible. It's outstanding. This is the first time they've made a reference like this in stainless steel. So the fact that it's a steel watch, it's special. There's only one of them. And it's super complicated, often referred to as a super Patek, as one of the super Pateks. This, in essence, becomes the most expensive watch ever made in the world. Patek Philippe definitely made history. They did something for an amazing cause. All that money goes to the research of Duchenne muscular dystrophy. So what an amazing thing for Patek. Patek is always the leader of big auctions, but this is a special one. And I'm sure whoever owns this watch, congratulations. Congratulations to Only Auction Watch. Congratulations to Patek Philippe and all those involved in making this happen smoothly. And this also raised an amazing awareness for Patek Philippe, for Only Auction Watch, the importance of it. And it just shows you how generous people are and what they're willing to do for a great cause and what they're willing to do for a one-of-a-kind piece as well. The other staggering number that, helped contribute to this $11 plus million figure was the Tudor Black Bay 1. The Tudor Black Bay 1 was released in June of this year. It's basically an exact reproduction of an original watch made in 1954 by Tudor, referred to as the Tudor Submariner. Reference 7923. This watch, in every way, shape, and form, from the dial to the hands to the bracelet, is pretty much an exact carbon copy, but a modern day version of it was made for Only Watch Auction. The original retail, if it did go for retail, would be $34.25. This commanded over 120 times its original value at Only Auction Watch on Saturday, November 7, 2015, when the price, the final price agreed upon was about $375,000, which is just, I don't even know what the words are for this. Again, a steel watch. As I've mentioned in previous podcasts as well as articles, this is the first time that Rolex or Tudor have ever produced a one-off unique piece for any kind of cause like this. So, in itself is very, very special. you know, it does a couple of things for Tudor as a brand. What it does is it solidifies them as the brand to watch out for. It engraves them into society, not just with watch collectors, but for the masses. There are a lot of people out there who don't even know what Tudor is, where Tudor comes from, their lineage, their heritage, the fact that they're, you know, made by Rolex, they're a subsidiary brand of Rolex, and that they're an incredible value for what they are, and they're very well made, very well styled. So it does do that. It brings the awareness to the brand tenfold. What it also does is it is, you know, the money, of course, going to a great cause like Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and the research of it is a wonderful thing. And, you know, I can't wait to see what Tudor does in the years to come. Of course, should they participate, I'm sure they will, based on the incredible and, you know, outstanding results they received in auction. But what it also does is the new Tudor Black Bay Black, which was released October 15, 2015, it adds legitimacy to that. So the Black Bay Black is basically a version of the Tudor Black Bay 1. It doesn't have exactly the same hands. It doesn't have exactly the same bracelet. It doesn't have exactly the same dial, but it's pretty close. And what that does is it... You know, the Tudor Black Bay Black was supposed to be made only for 1 year, but after the auction results, the Tudor Black Bay Black is now cemented in the Tudor Black Bay's collection as the watch to have, for sure. And already the Tudor Black Bay Black, since its announcement and release on October 15, 2015, has been flying off shelves because we all thought it was only going to be made for a year. But now the demand, I'm sure, is going to grow, God, 10x, you know, it's huge. So I'm very happy for Tudor. I'm very happy for Only Auction Watch. It was, you know, some other great watches. Of course, the rest were auctioned off. But these two really are the ones that stood out to me and the ones that are, to me, are the most important. And if you think about who dominates and rules the auction markets, it's always, since I know, have always been Rolex and Patek Philippe, and in this case, Patek Philippe and Rolex, Rolex owning Tudor. So Rolex is certainly a part of it, even though Tudor is a subsidiary brand of Rolex. Without Rolex, Tudor would not be made. So congratulations to Patek Philippe, first and foremost. Congratulations to Tudor and Rolex. Congratulations to all of the brands worldwide, globally, their marketing, their staff, their whole team. There's a lot of moving parts in watch companies, pardon the pun, but you know, there's a lot of people that make these things happen, that bring these things to the forefront. And I don't think enough people get enough credit. So to all those who don't get enough credit, between watchmakers and marketing teams and PR agencies and all of those people, congratulations to you all. Congratulations for the hard effort. Congratulations to Only Watch for creating this. I believe they've created it like almost 5 to 7 years ago it was created, and it's for such a great cause. At the end of the day, this is such an amazing cause. So, well, there you have it, folks. That was my thoughts and my revelations on the auction results for the Only Watch auction for 2015. If you want to order the Tudor Black Bay Black, please email me at imatdavehond@gmail.com. I work with the best authorized dealers, and because of the amount of business I do, I, you know, definitely be able to help you get one. When is the question? When you will get it is the question, but I can definitely make sure that I help you get one at some point. So please reach out to me if that's something you're interested in. It's a watch, honestly, it's a gift from God. That's the way I see it. Very, very few occasions like this ever happen where you get a watch that's so cool and so iconic and so collectible and so unique, but that's going to be a part of a collection, and it will probably hold its value really well. You know, a lot of people, I'm sure, after they found out that it's not being made only for 1 year, think that, oh, is it, what is it going to do? What it's going to do is it's going to confirm that it's going to hold its value, because the demand is just going to be, I think, much greater than the supply. And I think it's a timeless classic piece in a modern day way. So if you want a really cool tool watch, this is the watch to have. And please don't hesitate to contact me if I can help you or help you with attaining this piece. I'd also like to thank my sponsor, Kingsley 1945 Watches. If you want an American Pilot watch, definitely go to www.kingsley1945.com. It's a great place to go and check out the collection. I'm a distributor of Kingsley 1945 watches. So if you order your Kingsley 1945 watch with me before the end of November of 2015, you will receive a complimentary gift with purchase. And you can email me again for that at amitdepond@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to take your order. You know, orders are coming fast and they're and many, and we have a very limited production. So if you get your order to me soon enough, you will definitely get it within the first 2 weeks of December. Otherwise, you'll get it in the middle of January. I'd also like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at Amit Dev Honda. Thank you all for following this podcast. I'd appreciate if you could go to www.adh.podbean.com and on the lower right-hand corner, hit follow if you like this podcast. Your support is very much needed and appreciated. And I will also put that link down below to my weekly newsletter, which is packed with information. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.